This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour two, what's on your mind? Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Henin. Day two today, Thursday edition, 9th of July already. My 27th anniversary tomorrow, brother.
Very excited. Congratulations, man.
Might have put to make up with some, you. I know, right?
For that.
Yeah, just one little surf and turf. I might have to, by the way, thanks to the Huddle House in Fargo for hooking Leon and I up with some grits.
Oh, man.
Man, cheesy grits. Well done, my friends. Well done.
Yes, indeed.
We are coming to you live and direct from the PetroServe USA studios here with the lunch specials today across North Dakota. Valley City's got the pulled pork French dip. I recommend the French dip. It's fantastic. Meatloaf dinner at Harwood, 12th Avenue North in Fargo, that breakfast tater tot hot dish, and they're serving up Salisbury steak in West Fargo today. All sides are all specials come with two sides and a bun, and they always have that 4 for $4 thing, which is a single topping pizza, personal pizza, breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and 20-ounce fountain soda for $4. Every day, all day at PetroServe USA, the 4 for $4 deal. More at PetroServeUSA.com. Lots going on, man. We got about 7-8 texts about how awesome that Larry Elder conversation was.
From the guy.
Yep.
And I want to just say, like, any of you guys out there that have not read Larry Elder, he has a couple of books out there, but the one that, like, seriously, I got it on Audible. I have a ton of books on Audible. I love that app. But the one book that I would recommend, you know, you give, like, the young man in your life, but even if he's trying to find himself, that
yep,
sort of thing.
Yep.
Give him that book, Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. When I got to the part where he confronted his dad after, you know, them being estranged for I don't know how long, I thought about me and my dad. Because, again, you know, I moved all the way up to North Dakota, man, from the boot to the bison. And so if you haven't read that book, please, please, please pick it up. You can go and either get it right from LarryElder.com, or you can go to your Amazon app and purchase it that way, or Audible, or like if you like the audio books like I do. I do a lot of driving, so, you know. And I do want to thank the Huddle House. I am sitting in front of a bowl of cheesy grits.
They're
right
delicious.
Now.
Delicious, yeah, very good.
And, Kevin, that does not release you from your obligation the shrimp.
They didn't tell you who sent that?
Thank you, Todd.
It was Todd.
He didn't have a last name, and we're both going to order that was Mitchell.
Yeah. And, hey, Todd, your dude on that podcast, he's spot on, man. That's good eating.
Oh,
that
is Brent. Good. You know, we wound up having a ton of fun with that for the sake of... Oh, here. I'm trying to bring it up here, and I'm looking in the wrong place. For the sake of those who are on the network and not familiar with what we were doing in the Campfire Cafe yesterday, Brent Kenworthy's a good friend of the shows and the station, and... like Leon, a southerner who transplanted to the north years ago and yet somehow has just a little bit of that accent. And, we wound up having some fun with that yesterday.
I should open a restaurant, Southern Eatin'. Big old pile of good eatin'.
I'd be there, front row. How can you go wrong with a big old pile of good eatin'? America was built on big old piles of good eatin'.
Just saying. That's very popular. Biscuits and sausage is great.
Northerners will soak that up, so that's
all right, good. That's good. I made that homemade. That's the best.
Well, I would expect nothing less than homemade at Brent's big old pile of good eatin'. The latest sponsor of the K-Fire Cafe. So we had some fun with that year yesterday. Started the rumor that we're going to put the location in the abandoned Kmart building here in Bismarck. And I had tons of fun with that yesterday.
Some red beans and rice in there? Yeah, I'm there, man.
Okay, well, we'll add that to the menu. I'm sure between you and Brent, we'd probably have a darn well-attended southern restaurant, which would be desperately needed here because there's nothing with any of that stuff in the menu. So.
Within six months, Bismarck would experience an obesity problem like they've never seen before.
Hey, we've got a couple of calls lined up. But, guys, we did get an email in, and Larry's not with us, but it was a question for Larry. And, Leon, I'll just put this to you, what your thoughts are. It says, hey, guys, some in the black community will say, Larry is just saying all this to make money because he knows that white people will like it and that most black people don't agree with him. How would you respond?
Where's my check? Because I'm not making a dime. And I've been doing this for a long time, man, since the first Tea Party, way back with Scott Hannon, and I forget the year, and I've been preaching the same message. Yeah, I do not. I mean, my message has not changed, unlike Don Lemon. And I'm not making a dime. When you hear me speaking about issues that are passionate to me and close to my heart, I'm not making a dime off of it.
Yep.
I probably could. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I would imagine Larry would just respond with, you know, let's argue the facts of it.
Yep.
Let's argue the statistics of it. Let's not work on feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
Let's work. I mean, you've got to see the film. If you haven't, go to UncleTom.com. Spend the $19.99, watch the download. It's brilliant, and it's just, not to mention, you can't debate it. I mean, I really can't debate facts.
Right.
You know?
Not to mention, if you're a guy like me, or no, just say you're a guy like Larry Elder, you have a platform, you know, and like day after day you see what's being churned out in the media, you have to do something, man.
Yeah.
You have to. Nate out in Bismarck, what's on your mind this morning?
No, Nate's in Nebraska, it looks like.
Oh, hey, Nebraska. I'm getting, okay. It's dyslexia kicking in. There you go. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind this morning?
Pretty good. Got any good restaurants in Nebraska that you like or not really?
I know M's Pub in Omaha.
Grits down there? That's the question.
M's Pub in the Market District in Omaha. Fantastic food.
Yeah. I don't know enough about Nebraska.
You do, you realize how far that is from me? That is a good 8-hour drive.
That's not my problem.
He says through a mouthful of grits.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, now I'm just messing with you now. But no, I'm going to change my original question. I was going to ask why people who become Americans from other nations are much more patriotic, but I already know that answer. So instead, I'm going to ask this question. It's one that's been on my mind for a while. So when you hear, oh, he's a black American, oh, he is a Latino American, oh, he's an Asian, or he's a white, my question is, why do we need those subtitles on?
Yeah, no, we've talked about that last hour, Nate. Good, that's a great question.
Yeah, and yeah. I would add, I'm up in that camp. I am like the Black National Anthem. People ask me, you know, why not? I mean, what's the problem with that? Well, because we're one America. I mean, name me another country where, you know, you're a certain subsect of folks get one national anthem and everybody else gets another one. That's not a thing that happens if you want a united country. And this whole hyphenation of America, I think, is detrimental. It bifurcates us. It sections us off in little boxes that can be then turned in on each other, and you know it's something that does not work. Now, when you hear me say Larry Elders, he's a black guy, or he's an African American, or you know, I want you to know that. So when he starts talking, you know, people can't go, "Hey, he's a racist." No, he's a black dude. So.
Because you can't hear it in his,
right.
You know.
He doesn't code switch, you know.
Code switching, that's right, yeah.
There you go. Jamie out in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jamie.
Morning, guys. How you doing, Leon? Good show, man.
Oh, this is Jamie. Good deal, man.
Right on. Too bad you couldn't make it to Second Amendment Day. We had a hell of a time. Missed you there, but.
I saw that, but I was kicking out fireballs myself.
I saw that. That's pretty sweet, man. I hear Scott saying it too, and a lot of people are like, pretty soon, you know, the American people are going to get fed up and they're going to do something about these, you know, these looters and rioters. And what are you going to do? Because if you do something like these people down in St. Louis, you know, you defend your property with your firearm, then you're the one who gets prosecuted. You know, I'd be more than happy to do more to protect myself and defend myself and property, but you can't do it because you get in trouble. And these goons, nothing happens to them. You know, how many people got arrested in Minneapolis for burning down the businesses and that? A couple I've seen. Most of them get away with it. I mean,
that's how life is in Bizarro World.
Yeah. Somebody comes and tries to burn my house down, or a bunch of people want to beat the hell out of me and kick me when I'm unconscious. I mean, if I pull my gun on them and pop a couple of these, you get in trouble. I get
Well, and Jamie, I'll say this. It's even more than that. Think about if you're in your car and you're surrounded by a mob. Now you got to think about what if I inch forward, I could very well end up in jail. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? More right after this.
Numbers to call 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Dial them up. Wide open phones.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad news, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut
your mouth.
There you go. Hey, it's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Yeah, I tell you, you know, MyPillow has built Mike Lindell, the original, the idea of a pillow that doesn't collapse. And, the story is amazing, sitting in his garage in his basement trying different foams out and seeing which worked better. And he's built this company into a global, I mean, just a powerhouse. And Mike, of course, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, he's giving back a little bit to his listeners. There's discounts across the website now at MyPillow.com. Body pillow, premium pillow, pet pillow, the sheets, the towels. I mean, all of it is fantastic. The quality is there. He takes great pride in that. I mean, duvet covers and things like that. The roll and go travel pillows, the towel sets. So use the promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at MyPillow.com. And you check out. You go on the front page right there. It says Radio Listener Specials. Just click on that. Do your shopping. Enter Scott. Get the deal. MyPillow products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And just Mike Lindell is just a great guy. His book is, I haven't read his book. I've read excerpts from it. But I've met the man and talked to him, and he's just a great American success story. And we love to support him. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
You can see how guys like that are successful. That guy has drives in spades, man. He's like Trump.
Yep.
He's go, go, go.
Yep.
And it's an awesome thing. Now, we're going to get back to Jamie and Bismarck. But before the break, I was saying, you actually have to be concerned. Like, if you're surrounded, you're in your car, whether you want a Reginald Denny massage treatment, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or you want to live, and if you got kids in it, I mean, to me, it's not a question. I'm going through you. If you surround my car, you're beating on my car, you're trying to break in, I'm going to honk a couple times, and then I'm going to hit the road bumps. Wheels on the bus go up and down, up and down, up and down, and that's pretty much it. But, Jamie, you bring up a very valid point.
You'd be in trouble.
But my family would be safe. And that's my goal, my role on this planet is to keep my family safe. And if I got to go to jail to do it, I'm okay with that. You shouldn't have to, though. You see lawlessness going on, and it's unpunished, unchecked. And and if you're a patriot, you sit back and you're like, you know, what the heck is happening to my country now? So I feel you, man.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, I don't know if it's at the state level or, I mean, I doubt anything would ever change federally, but maybe like Luke Symons or Rick Becker, somebody can introduce a law. So, I mean, at least in North Dakota, if something gets out of hand, we had a little more leeway, you know, to defend.
Well, we have Stand Your Ground, right?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like if somebody's on there beating the hell out of your car and surrounding you, in my opinion, and roll your window down. You know, hey, whip your gun out, get the hell out of the way, or you're going to be full of 9mm. Pretty simple. I mean, it's common sense to me, but most people don't agree with that, or just pit the gas, like you say. And guess what? Then I don't think there should be any repercussions on you if that's what you do.
As a lawyer, wannabe.
How am I supposed to know what their intentions are? You know,
that's exactly right. Now, as like I said, as a lawyer wannabe, I can tell you that, you know. First of all, threat level. What, you know, I was in fear for my life. I was in fear for my family. It doesn't matter if you're at your house at that point. If you're being surrounded by a gang and they are accosting your car and you are in fear for your life, I feared for my life and the life of my family.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time in court with that scenario you're talking about in blocking traffic and all this business. You're going to have a hard time, you know, not getting off. I mean, that's your argument, is that,
Right. Well,
I was surrounded by however many violent rioters and protesters accosting my car.
Right.
So I can't imagine. But again, you're gonna find a judge that'll go, well, yeah, but you didn't need to shoot anybody. You didn't need, well.
And then just whip out videos of all
there,
the people that were that have been drug out of their car, beat up, shot at. I mean, there was a guy that had to run through a couple of protesters because he wouldn't stop or get out of his car. The car is stopped. He's surrounded. And then some idiot takes a shot at him. And then as he's driving away, he takes another shot at him and actually hits him.
Come on.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? No.
Jamie, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jamie. Nate, you're calling back.
Nate got dropped off. Nate, did you have another point you wanted to make about the African-American, Latino-American?
Okay, so that did get all the way through?
Yep.
Okay, because suddenly I just got cut off.
Oh, no, yeah, you do single drive. No, yeah, we
explanation on
well,
that.
Well, no, you were spot on. We talked about that with Larry Elder as well. It's the only reason we talk about it on the radio in context is that when you're hearing someone, you may not, you know, we're talking about BLM, we're talking about these issues, and it's in context you need to know, you know, color of skin. When we're on the radio, but
because the narrative is that all white people, black people are in one direction.
Right,
we're all BLM supporters. That's what you see on the news, and that is not reality. So, context is the reason why we do the whole Larry Elder's black conservative or African American.
Well, he's got a friend. Like when I talk about my friends of color, I don't ever say. My friend, who's an African American, David, you know, or whoever.
My friend Kevin, who is Caucasian American.
I mean, we don't. But again, it was just on the radio.
Right. I've never context. Been able to find Caucasia on a map either. Where
yeah,
is that?
Right. Where's that?
It's the Caucasoid button. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Jim out in Bismarck, protest on public roadways. This should be interesting. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. Just. A simple deal with all this is just don't allow anybody to protest on the road, on any public roadways. I mean, they got the boulevard, they got parks, they got, you know, in front of public buildings, I guess, if you want to go that far. But the roadway is made for cars, and it becomes a health and safety issue. You got people standing on the roadway, and we've seen people get mowed over. We've seen terrorists mow people over. We've seen all this. It's not a new concept. Just keep them off the road because there are people that have things to do, and most of the people that have things to do have a job. Unlike people that are standing on the highway, they don't have a job, so they got nothing better to do.
Oh man, I completely agree. I don't even know why that's a thing. So I went to the protest with Chris Berg down here.
Yep.
And
thank you, Jim.
I was done after that first protest, and then they had the big Target truck. I don't know what that was about, but just roll right down there by the park, which they have renamed now. But anyway, Chris. So I go home. I'm like, I'm done with this. But Chris kind of follows them, and they got Main Street blocked off. They're down there on 45th Street and blocked that off. They're down in West Fargo blocking streets off. And I'm like, so the citizens that actually pay for this stuff, we have to kind of sit back and watch these interlopers just kind of do whatever the heck they want to do, and we can't do or say anything? Are you kidding me? I'm going to calm down because Senator John Hovind, when we come back from the break, I'm going to speak
grits.
A little.
Yeah, it's grits.
I already had one bowl.
All right. If you want to ask Senator Hovind a question, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 as well. John takes your questions. Coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news as investigators in New York will be able to see President Trump's financial and tax records. The U.S. Supreme Court announcing a ruling from justices 7-2 saying that the president is not immune to investigations by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The case stems from U.S. House demands for access to the president's records. First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. And in 91, they became a Link service contractor, allowing them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region as well. And right now, with all the virus stuff and the COVID-19 things going on, you may be wondering if there are steps you can take to protect your home and business from not only the new COVID thing, but a wide variety of viruses, mold, spores, odors, things like that. The answer is yes. Yes. Call H.A. Thompson at 701-234-9889. 701-234-9889 today. Get some pricing and some quick installation things on the IAQ air cleaning products. Amazing stuff what they can do. To clean and scrub air, just off the hook about that. And I do want to remind you, we are getting together to promote the TR Library that's coming.
Okay.
Now, here's what we want you to do. Shoot a video. Send it to Scott. Okay? That's Scott Hennin, 701-367-2054. Just to shoot it with your phone. On your phone, what you loved about Teddy Roosevelt as a president and what excites you about the library coming to North Dakota. That's what he's looking for. Throwing together some great prizes. And they draw the winners after 5 o'clock daily and then get some prizes to give away. So, Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. That's pretty exciting for Medora and the state of North Dakota, I'll tell you that.
Pretty big deal, but yeah. they they do everything big out here, man.
That's for sure.
Like right. Texas in a way. The Texas of the North, North Dakota.
I've said that before.
Yep.
It's Texas North.
So we're still waiting on Senator John.
Yep, he's on.
Oh, we have Senator John Hovind. I want to welcome you to What's on Your Mind, Senator Hovind.
Hey, Leon, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I still, one of my pictures that I have in my office is my daughter, Alexis, and she couldn't have been over, what, maybe 9, 10 years old, and she's got her Hovind shirt on and her Hovind signs holding them up. I've been in North Dakota apparently a long time, but that's one of my first memories of being in North Dakota was working on your campaign, so... Just wanted to say.
Yeah, well, it's so much fun to see these young people. That's really one of the joys of being in office. You know, you meet them and you see them grow up and do great things. And I just have to tell you that that's one of the real joys of public service is young people like your daughter and so many others.
Yeah, you and Mikey, man, you're awesome people. You're good people, as we say in the South. You're good people.
They are good people. I got John. I got an email. We'll start out with one here. Can the, with what's going on with the DAPL shutdown, and the question is, can the state sue the Standing Rock Tribe for economic hardship for shutting this down, appeal to the Fed? What do you see playing out with this thing?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about the answer to that specific question, but the reality is it is creating real hardship for the state. It's creating hardship, you know, in terms of the companies out there, the workers, how many workers in the energy patch. It puts us at a real disadvantage in terms of getting our energy to market at a time when prices are low and, you know, we're battling the coronavirus. It's not good for our country either because our, you know, this is domestic energy we produce rather than getting it from OPEC or somebody else. And the other thing you got to remember is, this pipeline has all the latest safety features. I mean, it's the latest technology, so it's the safest way to move energy, and it's been operating for 3 years, you know, without incident. And so we're certainly hopeful that either Judge Bosberg or the circuit court will grant a stay so that the pipeline doesn't have to shut down, and the Corps can finish the EIS, and the pipeline can continue to operate.
I'm hoping that happens. I mean, I heard that you could get a waiver. I also heard that it wasn't looking too well because they're not taking into account the hardships here in North Dakota. The folks that are taking a look at that, I don't think have North Dakota's best interest at heart. I'll just say that. But
the thing that you got to keep in mind, Leon, is look, we need infrastructure, not just this pipeline, and not just pipeline, also transmission lines. I mean, for somebody who's an advocate of renewable energy, they've got to have transmission lines. And so we've got to be able to build the infrastructure that powers this country, whether it's pipelines or transmission lines, roads, bridges, all of these things. And so how do we get, you know, companies to step up and invest the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to build all this infrastructure that powers our country and enables us, you know, to do all the things we do, if a court can come in and even after, you know, going through all the state and these federal approvals, operate for a long period of time and just shut it down. So hopefully the court would look at that and say, hey, this is an issue where we've got to be able to have some certainty so that we can build the infrastructure in this country that we need.
Yeah, that's just a bad precedent if you're trying to get startup capital. And I have a couple of questions about coal, but I'm going to throw it out to the folks out there in western North Dakota. Ron, do you have a question for Senator Hovind?
Senator Hovind, can you hear me okay?
I can, Ron.
Okay. Senate Bill 3693 is the 5014 Grassley Tester bill that is in the Senate Ag Committee. And actually, I think we've talked before, and I know we have. And we're looking for some co-sponsors, and, you know, you're on that committee, and this is a bill that needs to be passed. There's no other negotiation. I mean, 50% cash trade, it should be 100%. And I just can't imagine why senators from rural states would not sign on to this bill.
Yeah, Ron, I support the bill. Matter of fact, I talked, maybe you were at the meeting, I talked to the board of IBAND, RCAF, and various other groups, and I do support the legislation, and I'm trying to work to see if we can, you know, not only increase the cash sales, but take other steps to help our cattle producers. There's too much concentration in the industry on the part of the packers. You know, we've worked to get investigations going both at DOJ and at USDA to help. So I do support the legislation. I'll continue to work to try to help. And the other thing I'm doing is making sure as we work on this coronavirus stuff that I'm getting, you know, assistance out to our cattle producers because they've really been, you know, they were having a tough time before, and of course, the coronavirus has just made it even tougher.
Well, this 50% deal would help dramatically, forcing the packers to bid on 50% of the cattle. And so, you know, in the South, they're bidding on less than 5%. They're using a formula contract with really no basis, cash basis. I mean, if we can get this passed, this will go a long ways to helping cure a problem instead of, you know, throwing money at us, that, you know, we're going to take it because we got to stay in business. But we don't want that. We don't want the handouts. We don't want the government programs. We just want a fair shot. And we'll do all right, but we need a fair shake on this. And 5014 is a big step in that direction.
Yeah, again, that's why I support it. I think we do need more cash sales. I think we need more transparency in the sales. We need more competition in the market. We got to find ways to get beyond just having four slaughterhouses controlling, you know, 85% of the market. I think all those things can help. And you're right. The real solution is being able to market cattle and raise cattle and market and get a fair price. That is the solution long term. Not additional assistance, but, you know, getting a market where we can compete. And our guys, we know we've got great ranchers. We know they can compete.
So does that mean you'll be signing on to that bill as a co-sponsor and help get it pushed?
I'm looking at signing on as a co-sponsor. I'm trying to work to actually get support for it and get it passed. Sometimes that includes, you know, getting people to look at, you know, making some changes or modifications or whatever to get more people on board. But yeah, I support it, and I'm looking very seriously at getting on the bill. Our guys are reviewing it. Like I said, I am supportive, and we'll continue to work to try to help.
Thanks, right. Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
We're going to go out to Scott in Bismarck.
Scott, you're on What's on Your Mind. What's
how
on your
you
mind?
Doing? Oh, hey, just a real you? Quick question. I mean, pretty good. How you doing, Johnny?
Good.
But anyway, well, you're from mine and I'm from mine, so I'm just going to call you Johnny.
How you doing, Johnny?
No, but I got a question for you. Okay, so I'm just kind of finding it hard to believe that Energy Transfers and the pipeline authorities and you guys wouldn't have a backup plan, because somewhere along the line, these guys, the tribes weren't backing down on this thing, and they're going to go and go. And there's obviously some benefit if this thing does shut down. We all know what happens if it does shut down to, you know, our economy and for workers and on and on and on. But now all of a sudden this can go by rail. So, I mean, the theory is going to be, well, who benefits on that? And I think it's obvious that this Boesberg fool is being paid off to make these decisions. So my question is, why wouldn't there be a plan B if what's possibly could happen happens? Earlier you said you didn't have an answer, and I'm like, I don't know, you guys had to have been thinking about this whole time, ever since the day one when the faucet got turned on, you know, with the oil flow.
No, well, first off, of course, we have to find a way for this pipeline to operate and others to operate, so that, as I said, you know, we need that infrastructure to make, you know, to power our country. And this is the safest way to move energy. So, of course, we have to have options as to how we not only keep this one operating, but we're able to build other infrastructure. I was asked a specific question about could the state sue under a specific standard, and that I'd have to look at that some more. But clearly, I mean, the company is already appealing the decision, and that's the first step. And there are others. Hopefully that works, because then the company can continue to operate the pipeline, and oil can continue to flow to market while the Corps finishes its environmental impact statement. If that doesn't work, then sure, of course, we have to look at other options, because we've got to have that infrastructure for our country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Standing Rock, you know, they obviously could and did sue. So, I mean, why wouldn't the state of North Dakota do it exactly the same, or do they don't want to hurt any feelings down there, or what's the deal with that?
No, the state of North Dakota can certainly join as an amicus or a friend of the court. There's no question about that. Now,
okay,
and they can certainly make economic injury a part of that argument. So if that's what you're asking me, yeah, sure they can do that.
Thanks, Scott. And when we come back from the break, I want to ask, I've heard that there are dueling tribes out there. There's you have the tribe that is pushing for this, but you also have a tribe out there that's actually making money off of the pipeline. And I want to see where those two tribes come down on this issue, and, you know, if there's something we can do to help the tribe that's making money. So we'll be right back. What's on your mind right after this break?
Are you looking to upgrade your job status? Blattner Energy is hosting a job fair in Powers Lake, North Dakota on Wednesday, July 15th. They are looking for safety-conscious personnel with experience or interest in the following positions: equipment operators like grader, dozer, and scraper drivers, and general laborers for concrete and general construction. If interested, you are encouraged to stop by the Legion Hall in Powers Lake from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th. Jobs will be for a wind construction project in the Columbus, North Dakota area. Remember, the job fair is Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Powers Lake. If you are unable to attend the job fair or would like to apply prior to the job fair, please visit their website at blattnerenergy.com. All job offers are contingent upon receiving a negative drug and alcohol test result and a satisfactory physical examination. Field employees are subject to random drug testing, criminal background checks, and some may require a valid driver's license with an acceptable motor vehicle record. Blattner Energy is an equal opportunity employer.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind with the, it's powered by, I'm getting out of sequence here, take two. What's on your mind is powered by, oh, are we live? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The July summer sale is going on now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. New shipments of GM off-lease program cars are arriving daily. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises, you name it, they probably have it. No, it's probably already on the way. Very low miles. Payments as low as $199 a month. Find the vehicle this summer to fit your lifestyle and your budget by shopping the one and only used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Todd Mitchell, Swan Buick, take six.
Was that live? I thought we were recording this show today.
This is a recording, man. What's on your mind? We're on with Senator John Hovind, talking a little energy. And before we went to break, I posed a question. You know, you got two tribes out there. One is pro because they're capitalists. They're making money. You know, and you got the other one that's out there trying to throw a monkey wrench in the works. And I was wondering if, like, is there a plan to, you know, incorporate or partner with, I think, what is it, the three affiliated tribes, the ones that are get some profit or some incentive from the pipeline, and see what we can do on that front, have a united front against this thing. Is there a plan in the works for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important point you're bringing up, Leon. Right now, the three affiliated tribes, if they were a state, they'd be like the 10th largest oil-producing state in the country. So, you know, they're producing an incredible amount of oil on the three affiliated tribes reservation. And, you know, a substantial portion that goes through the Dakota Access Pipeline. So it directly affects them and their financial well-being as well. So, again, they obviously are part of this broader discussion. And so, again, for all of the different tribes and reservations, they can each decide how they want to produce energy. But here you've got a case where this is, you know, shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline, like the judge's order here, that won't just harm the state of North Dakota. It will harm the three affiliated tribes as well. And so they're a part of this, too. Again, that's why I go back to, we have got to be able to have infrastructure for the good of the whole country, and using the latest, greatest technology to make sure that it's safe is exactly what was done here, and that's what we want. We want that upgraded investment rather than relying on old infrastructure. That actually protects the environment at the same time that we're transporting energy.
See, and that's why I think that, you could use that to bolster the whole, the exception, you know, when you go to the court, because, yeah, you could point to, yeah, it's not only going to hurt us out, here in North Dakota, you got the three affiliated tribes, it's going to take money out of their pockets. I mean, it seems to me to be a slam dunk to, you know, keep the pipe open while they do whatever study they need to get done. But I'm going to digress because John out in North Dakota has got a question about the pipelines.
Well, Mike, that's not necessarily a question, but a statement. With the Cheyenne Sioux River tribe down there, they own them casinos, and if they're creating a hardship for people in North and South Dakota, why do we support the casinos?
All right, good question.
Good point.
Well, again, I think we've got to find a win-win here. We want the reservation and the tribes to do well, too. We want safety. We want to protect the environment, all those things. But the reality is that pipeline is got the latest safety features on it. It's the safest way we have to move energy. Otherwise, you're going to have to put it on rail cars, and obviously that has impacts too. Although
I go out with coal
by rail car too. But the point is, that's what we have to understand here. This isn't an either or deal. This is about moving energy, which we need for the benefit of our state and our people. And like we've talked about, that includes, Native Americans in this state, and at the same time protect the environment. And I think we're working to do both.
John, thank you, John, by the way, for calling. You know, we only got about a minute left, but just let's close on this. Seems to me kind of just the regurgitation of the Green New Deal or part of it again.
Yep.
It kind of rears its head here and there.
Yeah, you mean what the Biden campaign put out? Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's essentially what it looks like. And as you know, that's a social program. It's all kind of things. It's incredibly expensive. It's just not what would work for our country, and it certainly would not be good for North Dakota.
There you go.
I agree. One last thing. No, we don't have time.
We don't have time,
man. Last thing. So thank you, Senator Hovind, for giving us some time here on What's on Your Mind. And tomorrow, Scott Hannon will be right back in his chair, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you. Take care.
You bet. We'll talk again probably in a week or so.
Only in North Dakota can you call your senator, hey, Johnny, what's going on there? You know, that means you live in an awesome state. There you go.
No doubt about it. All right, we got to wrap it up. Thanks to United Way Cast Clay President and CEO Christy Huber for being on earlier. Larry Elder, buddy, great guest.
Oh, yes,
good
indeed.
Job. That was fantastic.
I'm going to go get my lemonade, and I'm going to re-listen to my audiobook by Larry Elder.
I'm going to be sharing that as well. Our social team will have that up on the websites and stuff, and get to rehear that as well. Thanks to ND Flagpole Guy Jim for joining us, and, of course, Senator John Hovind. Leon, thanks, man. Great to have you here always.
Not a problem. Thanks again to my homie, Todd.
All right. God bless you. We're back tomorrow. See you,
you're welcome.
Scott's back tomorrow. God bless.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.